Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. A man has been charged by Pennsylvania prosecutors for allegedly trafficking two young girls at a Chester County mushroom farm. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities say Ramiro Halemna threatened a 14-year-old from Mexico and a 17-year-old from Guatemala if they didn't continue to work for him, telling them he would have them deported. Officials say Halemna would have the 14-year-old work 16-hour days for weeks and then force her to sign her paychecks over to him and his wife, and then ordered for her to do chores around his house. With the 17-year-old, they say she was working in a similar situation, but was trying to earn money to send back to her family, including her sick father. Instead of Halemna being a sponsor to her, as he allegedly promised, investigators say he took most of the money she made. They say he kept the girls out of school and essentially charged the girls the debt they needed to pay back. 36-year-old Halemna now faces trafficking, involuntary servitude, and related offenses, and remains in a Chester County prison, unable to post 10% of $1 million bail.
The cabaret performers, the Bearded Ladies, were forced to cancel their Philly Fringe Festival act at the Wanamaker building last weekend after the Department of Licenses and Inspections issued a violation notice. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The Bearded Ladies show, The Layaway, is on layaway, according to a post on the troupe's Facebook page. Last weekend's shows were canceled after an L&I inspector visited the shuttered department store on Thursday and issued a violation notice, ordering the building's owner to provide a current fire suppression system certification. L&I Commissioner Basil Miranda says it was a routine inspection triggered by an application for a temporary assembly license, which is needed for a series of fall programs, including the return of the light show in Dickens Village. He said state inspectors also found a problem with the elevators. Ticket holders were offered refunds for last weekend's show, and the Bearded Ladies say they're looking for rescheduling options. The show was to have run through next weekend. This is the second Fringe Festival in which the Bearded Ladies had to scramble after an L&I inspection. In 2019, an electrical issue forced it to change venues at the last minute.
A Pennsylvania committee has advanced a series of gun safety bills. Debate over the bills was lengthy and passionate, and in many ways became a referendum on the Second Amendment. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The State House Judiciary Committee debated the four bills for more than an hour before advancing them on party lines. The bills would ban ghost guns at the state level, require background checks for long gun purchases, allow so-called red flag laws to temporarily remove guns from someone deemed to be a danger to themselves or others, and ban machine gun conversion devices or switches at the state level. Arguing against the measures, Republican State Rep. Tim Bonner says the Bill of Rights is ranked in order of importance.
The First Amendment was the protection of religion, freedom of assembly, and freedom of speech, the highest priority of our founding fathers. The Second Amendment they ranked in importance was the right to bear arms.
Democrat Emily Kincaid.
Continue to reference the First Amendment, and I think that it's important to note that there are very explicit restrictions on the First Amendment through a multitude of case law from the Supreme Court.
The bills now head to the House floor, but as Minority Chairman Rob Kaufman pointed out, they each have no chance of passing the Senate.
The University of the Arts institutional records are now housed at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The acquisition follows the sudden closure of UArts in June 2024. The Historical Society of Pennsylvania immediately expressed interest in safeguarding its nearly 150 years of academic and cultural history, and it's now the largest collection in HSP's 200-year history. CEO David Brigham says there's lots to unpack.
We expect that it will take us at least 2 years to fully wrap our heads around the whole collection. It's enormous. It fills 643 archival cartons and 25 flat files.
HSP received the collection in June. The records include documents about the administration and founding of UArts in 1876, as well as the split into the Philadelphia Museum of Art and the Philadelphia College of Art. Brigham hopes by engaging with the collection, people will see how important the arts are in our community.
The artists trained at UArts have gone on to very distinguished careers in music, dance, theater, film, photography, design. So we'll get to celebrate those achievements.
The Historical Society will hold an open house on November 8th, where a selection of the documents will be presented. Brigham hopes it'll bring a sense of closure and healing for those abruptly impacted by its sudden closing, due in part to declining enrollment and tuition revenue.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.